It's Wednesday, the 14th of May, 9:40 a.m. Sun's shining. But it's not totally clear blue sky. In fact, there's more cloud in the sky, but it's that high altitude, light, airy, fairy blast its way through clouds. A lovely morning. It's very peaceful. Ignore overhead large engine noises. You know, I just stepped out the back door 3 or 4 minutes ago and there was a plane going overhead. So I stepped back in the door and waited till I knew it was all but gone. And that was only 3 minutes ago. And it's not even 3 minutes ago, it's 2 minutes ago actually. Less than 2 minutes. Do you think this is playing on my mind, on my head, all these aeroplanes? Do you think I'm moaning too much? Do you think I'm not accepting the fact? Well, you're right. I'm finding it very difficult. I'll take it as my, or one of my crosses in life to bear. When you consider that once it's gone and you hear blackbird song and blue tit singing and robin singing and in a peaceful garden, and then, oh my God. Sorry, apologies for moaning on a lovely morning. The sun's beautiful. It's lighting the garden up. It's lighting the apple tree up. From behind though, I have to wait till it gets a wee bit higher in the sky, and then it'll just, it's like a giant white ball when it's lit up. Not the sun, the tree. But the garden is looking beautiful, and my ferns are all coming up, my rhododendrons are all opening up. I've got stacks of bluebells and columbine, Mechanopsis, the Welsh poppy, the yellow ones. Ah, it's just so lovely this morning. Just so lovely. Long lie in bed, of course, but I had a great sleep. It wasn't planned until the last minute. So, I was kind of glad in a way, although I did wake at 7, thought about getting up because it seemed to be sunny. But I did conk out again. And it's actually my wife that woke me at 8:40, I think. But I'm feeling really nice, I'm feeling good within myself, and I'm feeling good physically. I'm enjoying my tea, and I'm watching now bees on the apple tree on the blossom. Honey bees. Talking about sunshine, you know. It's funny how you take pleasure in things. I think it's as you get older, I think it's an age thing. My wife phoned her brother in Australia this morning, just after we got up, to wish him a happy birthday, because he's 70, she always does, but it's his 70th birthday today. So we sang him the usual obligatory happy birthday song. I always chuck in a wee bit extra for him. But his 70th birthday, and you know, it was really nice to sing that across the phone, across the thousands of miles to us. I just listened to him talk about the pleasure of being 70. Everyone pampering to him and going out for dinner in the evening and kinds of things. And then I was managed to squeeze myself in just in time for an Equality Foxy's breathing space. I hate, that's a strong word, isn't it? I don't think I want to use that word, I want to change that word now. I don't hate when I miss the breathing space. It's more a loss to me if I don't make it. It's a chunk of me missing through the day. So I managed to squeeze in just before 9 this morning, and Adrian makes a turbo stream, is there, and I was just having my early morning coffee at that time, not my usual cup of tea. And my wife came out of the shower. As usual, as you have your sequence in the mornings, and it was time for me to go in and get showered. So I sat up to indicate to Adrian, about 12 minutes past, I think it was, that I was going to go. The usual wave, thumbs up, I'm off, see you later. But he was sitting there just soaking up the sunshine. He was sitting outside soaking up the beautiful sunshine. He likes to annoy me, you know. But it was sunny here too. But he was so engrossed in head back, sun in the face. You know, when you get that position and you just, the sun's warmth just, I'm closing my eyes now to simulate Adrian. He was just laid back and soaking up the warmth of the sun, eyelids flushed pink, mind hopefully transcendental. And he never turned round, so I sat there for 5 minutes watching Adrian enjoy the pleasures of the sun. And that made me feel great. Just watching someone else getting pleasure, getting enjoyment of life. I find more and more I'm like that. Pass a tea room and see, you know, an elderly couple facing each other across a wee table at the window. Old people like to get to windows. I've noticed that. We do that. I'm watching them enjoying an afternoon tea or a coffee together. I often stop and just stare in, not directly at them, of course, you know, and watch them. Just, and I get pleasure from that. Pleasure from watching kids playing old school games that we used to play. You don't see them very often, but just watching people enjoying themselves. It's great how you can get pleasure out of other people's pleasure. And as I said, I think it's an age thing, because when I was young, I was too busy having pleasure. I hope. If I can, I can't remember now. Yes, having pleasure, enjoying life to the full. To notice other people having pleasure as you get older. You start to notice all these things. I even hear it on audiobook. I hear people with their kids, with their families, taking pleasure in their kids and families. And just, I get pleasure out of that. It's immense. I suppose part of it's memory, rearing four kids and thinking about all the things we did. And all memories being triggered by whoever I'm listening to at the time, what they're doing with their family. Pleasure with pleasure. This is pleasure. Right now, this is pleasure.